Beau Valet by Georgette Heyer. Read by Cornelius Garrett. Chapter 1. The deck was a shambles. Men lay dead and dying. There was split woodwork, a welter of broken mizzen and sagging sail, dust and grime and the reek of powder. A ball screamed through the rigging overhead. Another tore the sea into wild foam beneath the galleon's stern. She seemed to stagger, to reel, to list heavily to port. From his quarterdeck, Don Juan de Narvaez gave a sharp order. His lieutenant went running down the companion into the waist of the ship. Soldiers crowded there in steel breastplates and chased morions. They had halberds and pikes, and some held long double-edged swords. They looked out to sea, to where the smaller ship came steadily on, the red cross of St. George flying at her mainmast head. They were sure now that it would end in a hand-to-hand fight. They were even glad of it. They knew themselves to be the finest soldiers in Christendom. What chance could these bold English have against them at close quarters? The English ship had held off beyond reach of the Spanish guns this past hour, ceaselessly bombarding the Santa Maria with her longer-reached cannons. The soldiers in the waist did not know how serious was the damage she had wreaked, but they were fretting and nervous from their impotence and their forced inaction. Now the English ship drew nearer, the wind filling her white sails and bearing her on like a bird through the scudding waves. Don Juan watched her come, and saw his guns belch fire upon her. But she was close, and there was little damage done, full half of the Spanish guns shooting above her from the over-tall sides of the galleon. The Venture, and he knew now beyond all doubt that it was the Venture herself, bore down upon them undaunted. She came up alongside, discharging her fire into the galleon's waist, and